Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to begin a new series of studies, which we are going to entitle The Fruits of the Christian Life. And we will be referring to the 15th chapter of John's Gospel, if you wish to follow us. This is going to be an interesting study, I feel. I have enjoyed preparing it. And I may say that on this broadcast some time ago, we took up the wonderful verse, John 15:1, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." We took it up under the study of the seven I ams of John's Gospel. Perhaps some of you will remember. Now, this time we wish to read the same portion, but we're going to give it a different emphasis. When we considered him as the I Am, the one who lives in the eternal present, the great I Am, his divine title. We sought to bring out the majesty that is his in this portion of Scripture. But in this series of studies, we wish to consider our responsibility for bearing fruit. Christ, of course, remains the great I Am, but our emphasis will be upon our responsibilities of bringing forth fruit to God. First of all, God desires fruit in our lives. Shall we read in John 15, verse 1, if you have your Bibles near at hand, we invite you to read with us. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman," or the horticulturist. "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." Now you will notice in this passage of Scripture, the fruit is not defined. It's fruit in the generic sense. It's fruit in the inclusive sense. All is included in the word fruit. Now during the series of studies of these broadcasts, we will mention the fact that this fruit is defined and identified in other parts of the New Testament. And that's wherein the interest really lies. How may we bear fruit to God? And God desires fruit. You know, fruit in the biblical times was a delectable deliciency. Maybe that's too many D's. But indeed, it was delectable, and it was delicious, because they had no way of preserving it. It was tree ripened. It was not plucked green and then perhaps allowed to ripen without the benefit of the tree. It was tree ripened. It was seasonal, of course. And fruit indeed was a delicious, delicious treat for the people in that day. They had no way of preserving it. Perhaps they could preserve the grapes in the form of wine, but certainly not the other fruits. Now, some of the fruit, of course, is grain. That can be preserved. But fruits as such we think of as the things that grow on trees. Now, God desires this. He deeply desires fruit from our lives. It brings glory to him, as we read in verse 8. "Herein is my Father glorified, and that ye bear much fruit." Do you want to bring glory to the one who gave his dear son to die on that cross for you, for your sins, so you could be in his family, so you could inhabit his heaven. This Father that gave Christ for you and for me. And do you want that Savior that died on the cross to help you in your Christian life to bring forth glory to him out of love to him? And the motivation, of course, in serving Christ should be love. It should never be for our own aggrandizement. Do you want to serve him out of and bring glory to him and satisfaction to him? God wants fruit in our lives. He deeply desires it. Now you'll notice that the Lord Jesus says, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman or the horticulturist. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now does that mean that a Christian can be lost? It does not mean that a Christian can be lost. We also read, if you remember, in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Now you notice, please, the men do the burning, not God. They burn us in the fires of their indignation if we aren't true blue Christians. It means something to take the name of Christ upon us. Do we take it seriously? Or do we take it in a lackadaisical manner of thinking? Christianity has its demands upon our lives, but they are the demands of love. But it does have demands. If you want to test the metal that's in you, try to live a godly life for Christ, who gave himself to die for you. That love that we have for him, when we realize that, when we're true and blue Christians, born-again Christians, because we placed our faith in that precious blood to cleanse us from our sins. The poet has put it so well when he said in that lovely, lovely poem, I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done, but I would work like any slave in love to God's dear Son. Do you want to bear fruit for him? Listen as we read in this portion of Scripture. Now, we've been placed in close proximity of Christ, and I may say that if a Christian could be lost, then the Bible contradicts itself. Because we read, and I should have said this a moment ago, I'm going to read it now, in John chapter 10, verses 27 to 29. Listen to these verses, if you please. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now that's a clear, understandable statement from God's Word. When we are Christ, we are his sheep, and he does not lose his sheep. But here it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You know, the Apostle Paul was fearful of this. He says in 1 Corinthians 9 and 24, verses 24 to 27, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest, now notice please, listen carefully, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Now that word, a castaway, is adokimus. It means that which is rejected for the time being. It's just disapproved of God. Now, if we do not bring forth fruit, God may remove our opportunities. Paul was afraid of it. He says, I want to go on full bore for Christ. I'm in this race of life and racing running a serious business. I want to go on for God. And so when we read in the scripture, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, it should strike some fear, at least, into the heart of every Christian. But it should never cause him to doubt the fact that Christ died for all his sins on the cross. And he's going to heaven, not because he deserves it, but because the Lord Jesus Christ died for him. Now, we'll notice, please, in this desire that we should bring forth fruit, that there are 3 degrees of fruit bearing. We will read in verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, there it is in the positive sense, fruit, in the singular. He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. There's the comparative. We'll get to the superlative in just a moment. Now, the Father is the husbandman, and he prunes the vines. He purges. He prunes the vines. I think this corresponds to those unnecessary things in our lives that we let drain away the strength that we receive from the vine. We must be attached to the vine. Make no mistake about that. We must have a vital link with Christ to bring forth fruit to God, not simply a mere profession, not a nominal Christianity, real connection with Christ. Now, he prunes the vines. That is the business of our Father. Now, he may take those things out of our lives. He can speak to us, you know. He's God, and he can speak to the hearts. And he may show us very plainly, what you're doing is just taking away strength from your Christian effort. Cut it off. I'll cut it off. And perhaps he will speak to us in that method, that what purpose? That we might bring forth more fruit. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, draws all his strength from me, depends upon me, if you please. And I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Now, please remember that God wants that fruit from our lives. Verse 8 again, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now, we said at the beginning of the broadcast, the fruit is not defined here. But when we go through these studies, we will find out from the New Testament what the fruit is, what God does really desire from our lives, what pleases him, what is delectable to God. Isn't it wonderful to be able to glorify the one who suffered such shame for you and for me? God help us to buy up our opportunities and to indeed produce fruit for God. Our Father, we do pray that you impress these truths upon our hearts, that we might bring pleasure to you. We pray in Christ's name.